CPR 008 for September 24th, 2010.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting to you from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo in the vast southwestern wastelands. It's Friday, and I'm Uncle Waldo. This is Campground Pirate Radio. Let's kick your weekend off with some Beastie Boys, shall we? Campground Pirate Radio. Now let's dig up some bad detectives. This is Son of Kong.
Well, listen, everybody, stop putting me down. 'Cause I ain't the type to tear up this town. Well, all your talking makes me paranoid. Single Freud. You got me right.
Hey, here's a song you're never going to hear on regular radio. Puddle of Mud. Let's kick off our F-Bomb Friday right now.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. Been a tramp, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. La 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 love. I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. She was queen for about an hour. After that, shit got sour. She took all I ever had. No sign of guilt, not feeling bad. No, in a trap, trip I can't grab. Never thought I'd be the one who slipped. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. La 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 la. I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none and ripped them away.
To pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back.
Alice in Chains on the CPR. Hey, if your ears aren't bleeding, then you aren't trying. Got some Everclear for you.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees. I will try and shake away this disease. We can live beside the ocean.
Our standards. Now it's time to up yours. It's Uncle Waldo.
Hey, happy Friday, campers. How y'all doing? This is your Uncle Waldo on Campground Pirate Radio, and as you're listening to this, I'm probably wafting my way off to my 30th high school reunion. Dear mother of God, help me. Hey, it'll be fun seeing everybody. You know, some people became famous, some not so famous, some infamous. And some wind up with a damn on-air radio podcast. But hey, what the hell? We all can't be perfect. You know, the one thing about a 30th high school reunion is that, you know, all the garbage and chains and junk you've lugged around since high school has pretty much kind of fallen away and been replaced by all new sorts of baggage and stuff. You know, around the 10th reunion, the cliques are still there. Around the 20th reunion starts mellowing out. You know, people start being friendly. You know, the jocks are talking to the freaks and the cowboys are hanging out with the cheerleaders and everything is all cool there. You know, and by 30, you know, we're just all fat, old, bald, and, you know, have too many kids, ulcers, and whatever problems. The only thing I'm hoping is not going to happen is somebody gets the wise idea to go out streaking. That'll put you back into therapy for a couple of years, at least after that. But in any case, here's a song for the alumni of Saguaro 1980. This is Chainsaw Kittens. Pop Eris dies. We'll be right back. late George Harrison on the CPR. Let's keep it going with some Crowded House.
She came all the way from America. She had a blind date with destiny. And the sound of Tiawa Mutu had a truly sacred ring. Now her parents are divorced and her friends committing suicide. I cannot escape her people in the heart. You know what it means to me. Just say don't walk away. Down on my knees, but please don't be mean to me. So I talked to you for an hour in the bar of a small town hotel.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, back at you with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And this time, we're talking about Customs and Border Patrol and every citizen's absolute right of re-entry to the United States. This is a story from Paul Carl Lukacs. He's got a blog called Knife Tricks at blogspot.com. He actually made this original post back in April. He was returning from a trip to China and had the temerity to tell a Customs and Border Patrol agent at the passport station it was none of her business what he was doing in China. And despite his doing what he was required in providing a passport and a customs declaration, this lady got all upset. It caused quite a kerfuffle and got a lot of people involved. She told her superiors he was refusing to cooperate at all. He was, of course, detained and even told he was being denied reentry, which is a violation of his rights. The details aren't really important. Eventually, after seeing five officers, one of them admitted that he was well within his rights and got him on his way. But since then, this post has gone viral. A lot of people have been commenting on it. In fact, it's gotten 75,000 hits in the last week and over 100 comments calling the guy a douchebag. Some people have suggested that he was being rude and incivil, that he was just being a pain in the ass unnecessarily. But it's important to note that these kind of interactions with the police are fishing expeditions. They might start a conversation with you politely, but you are a criminal suspect. They might trick you into revealing information you don't have to supply and that can certainly be used against you. So civility is something that's reserved for situations where people are treating you with respect and as equals, and that is absolutely not the case case with law enforcement. They are looking for a reason to bust you. So, if standing up for your rights makes you a douchebag, then by all means, I'm a douchebag, but I'll be a free douchebag.
Sheriff with Remove Police. And let's keep our F-Bomb Friday going. This is Lily Allen.
Look inside your tiny mind. Then look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say, it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval. Yeah. being small-minded. You want to be like your father. It's approval you're after. Well, that's not how you find it. Do you really enjoy living a life that's so hateful? Cause there's a hole where your soul should be. You're losing control of it, and it's really distasteful. To get slew, no one wants your opinion.
The F-bomb for your dining and dancing pleasure. That was Lily Allen. Hey, I can guarantee this next song, after you're done listening to it, it's going to be stuck in your head all day. This is the Carpenters. Enjoy.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. The day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to me. like me.
Just like me.
They long to be close to you.
Adjust your radio. We are in complete control. Campground Pirate Radio.
On the CPR. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay, let's go old school. This is Sex Pistols and No Feelings.
My beautiful self, I don't feel. Hey, I got another weird story from Asylum.com. Got a story here about a 28-year-old Father of the Year candidate kind of arrested for masturbating at a Florida Walmart. William Tyler Black somehow completed the big box trifecta by allegedly looking at porn, jerking off, and blowing his load over some toys. Oh, by the way, he's a substitute teacher. The smoking gun notes, perhaps Black's greatest crime isn't that he works with children or that his daughter, who will probably hear no end to the jokes about this, but the toy that he apparently rubbed his semen all over was a Star Wars lightsaber. Black is accused of taking a magazine into the children's toy section and flailing away to the photos in it, then leaving his stains on the floor and on the lightsaber nearby. A Walmart employee unfortunately witnessed the whole thing and wound up calling the cops, proving there's worse moments in life than actually obtaining a job at Walmart. Listen, folks, if you're ever at a Walmart at 2 in the morning, trust me, a guy blowing his load on a lightsaber is probably the least of your worries. Hey, but in any case, this is Rainbow, Man on the Silver Mountain. great Ronnie James Dio and Rainbow Man on the Silver Mountain. This is another gentleman we lost way too soon. Take it away, Freddie.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Anthony cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's a time of invitation you can't decline. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. She spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, me that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. Absolutely dry. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
More current for you. I got one from Pink's latest album now. This one's called One Foot Wrong.
Am I sweating? Or are these tears on my face? Should I be hungry? I can't remember the last time that I ate. Call someone. Talk me down. But one foot wrong, I'm gonna fall. Somebody gets it, somebody gets it. But one foot wrong, I'm gonna fall. Somebody gets it, somebody gets it. All the lights are on, but I'm in the dark. See this, lucky me, I guess I'm the chosen one. Color and madness, first in line, I put my money down. Some freedom, it's the tiniest cell in town. But one foot wrong, and I'm gonna fall. Somebody gets in, somebody gets it. But one foot wrong, and I'm gonna fall. Somebody gets it, somebody gets it. All the lights are on, but I'm in the dark. Who's gonna find me? Who's gonna find me? Just one foot gone, you left to love me when I'm gone. Some people find the beauty in all of this. I go straight to the dark side, the abyss. If it's bad, is it always my fault? Oh, did somebody bring me down?
here's a lady who has seriously impressed me this year. If you haven't seen her Live in Australia album, buy it. Oh my God, we got that thing on Blu-ray and we have just burnt that thing out. It's amazing. I got one more for you, but before I go, remember, it's your show. Get involved. Send your song request off to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com, or you can jump on our Facebook page, you know, Facebook/campgroundpirateradio, or just do a search for it. Might be the easiest thing to do. And look in the discussions tab. We've got a section over there where you can put your song requests in. And hey, follow us on Twitter at Camp Pirate Radio. You got an idea for a segment? Send it along. I'd be interested in hearing it. You want to become a regular? I'll work with you. Like I said, this is your radio station. Get involved. So this last song is going to be some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. A little strange thing about it. Carnival Number 9. Normally you only hear the last part of this song on the radio. Not here. So enjoy this one. And in the ignoble words of Hunter S. Thompson, don't let the bastards get you down. Until next time, I'm Uncle Waldo, and this is Campground Pirate Radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you. to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Next up on the side, will you please extend a hand to all the